Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Entered Mrs. Jedson's home via the back door, she found not just one person in the kitchen, but three. They were all seated around the kitchen table, apparently having a good time. At least, they were all laughing. The three were Anna Jedson, Robert Stewart, and Edith Arden.
Oh, why, Mrs. Stewart. Glad to see you.
Hello, Mom.
Good evening, Mrs. Stewart.
Mom, you won't believe it of Mrs. Jedson, but she's actually found the solution for this jigsaw puzzle.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, it wasn't nearly as hard as some of you made out. Goodness me. You'd think I was just an amateur at figuring out puzzles. Don't you want to sit in on the next puzzle, Mrs. Stewart?
No, I don't think so. I'm really very stupid at games.
Oh, come on, Mom. Be a sport. It's lots of fun.
Bobby, Mother's got other things on her mind besides sport.
Say, Pest isn't sick, is he? Or is it Doc?
No. No, nothing like that.
Perhaps your mother wants to discuss something privately with Mrs. Jedson, Bobby.
Oh, sure. I never thought of that.
Now, we two can go into the living room. Well, I don't usually entertain folks in the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen's all right, Mrs. Jedson.
I'll tell you what. Edith and I'll run out for some ice cream.
But, Bobby, we just had dinner. And besides,
oh, anybody can eat ice cream anytime. Come on, Edie. A little fresh air will do you good.
Oh, all right. Excuse me, Mrs. Stewart. We won't be gone more than half an hour.
Mrs. Jedson, I must have been hearing things. Or wasn't I? Did Robert call Miss Arden Edie?
Well, I don't remember whether he did or he didn't. But her name is Edith.
But this girl is just a stranger to Bobby. Oh, is she just a stranger to him, Mrs. Jedson?
I put both of them on their honor. And they are honorable. I ain't going to mistrust them or put ideas what ain't right into their minds.
But I understand Bobby's in her company a great deal. They take rides at night, and they go to the movies at...
Yes, and run out to get an ice cream soda when the mood strikes them. Mrs. Stewart, that boy of yours is just dying of loneliness. Work and work and sleep and more sleep ain't curing that ache in his heart.
But Bobby isn't legally divorced from Rosalind yet. It's more than 2 weeks away.
I say again, Mrs. Stewart, that those two young people ain't done a thing wrong. They won't either, unless you put some ideas there. And I'm just wondering if that's what you're aiming to do.
Well, Arnold, that's the first time that I ever saw Mrs. Jedson, so...
So determined not to let you make a fool of yourself, Florrie?
Oh, is that so? Well, you just name the times in my life that I made a fool of myself. Uncle Jimmy's been with us more than a year, and he...
And now, dear people, don't let these wonderful days of spring go away with worries and quarreling and suspicions. Heavens, let's just all of us now pack up a big lunch this weekend. Get out in the open.
Good idea.
Oh, if you don't want to do it for us humans, why, do it for the animals. pal and his lady friend are just aching to get out somewhere, you know?
Well, Uncle Jimmy's right, dear. We spend most of our time within these four walls worrying and fretting and growling at each other.
I don't remember that I ever growled, Arnold. I'm not a dog.
All right, now pick a fight with me over that. You're in a darn good mood tonight to have a swell fight with somebody.
You know, my motto is don't trouble trouble until trouble troubles you. Then just rear up on your hind legs and let old man trouble have it.
Oh, careful, Uncle Jimmy. Florrie might get the bright idea that you think she's a horse.
Arnold, you might give me credit for having a little sense.
Yes, dear, very little.
Now, folks, in just a minute we're going to go round and round again, so why don't we change the subject? We might even drop it. Not a bad idea, eh?
All right. You men are so convinced that our Bobby's cured, that his life is a new book beginning with chapter one. You just wait and see what this Arden thing's coming to.
Well, the Mitzi thing didn't come to anything. Why, that girl turned out to be one of the Stewart's best friends.
Mom, where are you?
Isn't that Bobby?
We're all in the living room, son.
I guess you forgot, Mom.
Edith and I were going to bring some ice cream back to Mrs. Jedson.
I didn't want any, Robert. I wasn't hungry. I think I told you that.
Well, I brought your dish over anyway. Just out of common courtesy to Mrs. Jedson and Edith, you might have waited. Said you didn't have time to stay for a refreshment and then left.
I don't believe I have to account to you, Robert, for my actions.
Well, for a woman who brags about being a college graduate, you certainly have a lot to learn, Mom, about just common everyday politeness.
From a woman in whom you've taken a very sudden and determined interest.
Oh, now you've started something.
Florence, I hope he didn't hear that last remark.
I hope he did. I want them both to know how I feel about the entire affair.
But, Florence, dear, there hasn't been any affair.
How do I know? Oh, you men make me sick of all the alleged innocence I ever saw. I think you better get somewhere, both of you, and learn the facts of life.
I never in all my days saw a woman who could make
sense. I hope that Florence doesn't do anything indiscreet about this. What with you about to leave Mr. Brenner, Rosalind coming home, Bobby on the threshold of a new life, it would be terribly easy to upset the apple cart.
Now, Dorothy, Mother's too upset to discuss graduation with you. It's another semester off anyway.
But, Mommy, it is important to discuss it now. You see, Frankie has a job even before he's graduated. And it looks like it's going to be steady and...
Yes, I know, Dorothy. And now you want permission to spend more time with him so he can spend more money on you.
Oh, but, Mommy, it isn't that. It isn't even about graduation exactly. It's about, well, something that might happen after graduation.
After graduation, you're going to college. Now, we won't go into that again. The door, and give it to Sister Rosalind when she gets home. So please, dear...
All right. If my own mother isn't interested in my welfare and happiness, who should be? That's what they teach us in sociology. Parents are responsible for most of the things that go wrong in the lives of their children because they don't listen to them.
Who's that banging the door this time? Johnny?
No, Dorothy. Everything around here is an excuse for someone to stamp their feet, yell, scream, or bang doors.
Oh, my. What, a dress for Dorothy?
No, for Rosalind. I've been trying to get this done for 2 weeks. Here it is 10 days till the time Rosalind will be home.
My. How the weeks have just flown away. Well, I guess that's because it's spring. So much zip and pep in the air. That sun's warm today. Well, got most of the garden in. Guess we'll be growing most of the green things we'll have on the table this year.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, you don't know how I appreciate that. Oh, well, how are the chickens coming along that you...
That I set out? Oh, I guess they'll be peeping up pretty soon, too.
Oh, now, Uncle Jimmy, is it fair to turn something so serious into a pun? And not a very good one, either.
I'm sorry. Well, I wasn't wandering far from the truth. I did set some eggs under Emily.
Emily?
Yes, that nice old motherly brown hen. And I expect some baby chickens will be peeping out pretty soon. And won't she be the proud old biddy?
Yes. You know, I'll never forget the time when Arnold and I were first married. We had a little cottage in the northern part of the state.
Oh.
He was a bank clerk then.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get our mother duck to take any interest in eggs, so we put the duck eggs under a mother hen. Well, you should have seen that biddy marching around the yard with those little ducklings waddling after her.
I can imagine.
All was well until they took to the water. Then you never heard such a fuss raised.
Oh, good.
Cackling and scolding and screaming.
Oh, dear.
She kept it up until the ducklings had finished their swim and come back to dry land again.
And so the old biddy hen cackled and scolded and screamed, eh?
She certainly did.
Raised a great fuss, hmm? When it was perfectly natural, of course, for the little ducklings to take to water instead of staying on dry land. Well, guess I'll take just a tiny nap and then cultivate a little more. Charming little story about the ducklings and the old mother hen. Quite a moral there, too, for Johnny or any of the Stewarts.
I wonder just what Uncle Jimmy meant by that remark.
Daddy, I think it's just about time that you paid some attention to me.
Huh? What's that, Johnny?
You heard me. Now, how about just you and me going to the movies tonight?
No,
you know, Daddy, the only time we get together is when we go to a father's and son's banquet, and that's only once a year.
No, Johnny, I'm afraid not. I'm just terribly,
terribly busy reading your detective story. Oh, Daddy, why don't you skip those detective stories once in a while, and let you and me just have a good time all by ourselves?
Well, son, you see, as a matter of fact, we wouldn't have a great deal in common. You're quite a little fellow, and Daddy's tastes are somewhat mature.
You like a baseball?
Yes.
Basketball?
I used to.
Well, how about prize fights?
Oh, once in a great while.
It'll be circus time pretty soon.
Yes, I suppose it will.
I haven't named anything yet, Daddy, that you didn't like.
Why, George, that's right.
I know you like the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, we've got lots in common. Everything, I guess. So, Daddy, let's try the thing we both like best. Tonight, let's both of us go to the movies.
Johnny, I really should...
Finish that detective story.
No. Begin laying out a complete list of prospects.
Say, Dad, don't you think I'm a pretty good prospect?
What's that?
How about investing some time and 25 cents in me? Think I'll pay dividends at the end of a year?
Oh, Johnny, son, at the end of the year and all your life and mine. Why, bless your heart. Come here. Here's a kiss, son. Now get your hat and coat.
Oh, gee, Daddy.
I'll write a note to Mother.
That's swell.
Mum's the word.
Oh, sure.
And it's Daddy's and Johnny's night out.
Oh, boy.
And, son, this is just the beginning. From now on, you're Daddy's best prospect. And the stock should turn out to be double gilt edge preferred.
And so Johnny, in his simple, direct way, showed his daddy that he's been neglected. But what of Edith Arden and Bobby? Are Florence Stewart's suspicions at all well-founded?